Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
A lot of people think the press is opposed to religion. No, many journalists believe that there's good religion and there's bad religion.
Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright wrote a book. She says, in my generation, diplomats were trained to stay away from religion, but it is too important to do that. The world is religious.
I think Luther hits the nail on the head. He neither needs to improperly elevate Mary as co-redemptrix or the object of our intercession, but neither does he denigrate her. He honors her as the Mother of God.
There are people who have been misled by the ELCA, by the leadership, and by many pastors. And maybe this is our hour that our Lord is calling us to snatch these blessed people that Jesus redeemed out of the fire that is potentially their eternal demise.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
The Declaration of Independence talks about the laws of nature and nature's God. Now, what does that mean? And what do our children need to know about the unchangeability of those laws? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 23rd of August. We're going to be talking about protecting our children from a progressive worldview with Robert Bortins of Classical Conversations. We'll spend some time teaching a Sunday school lesson on the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20 with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel. We'll go through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. Then Pastor Jason Broughton joins us to help us rethink Vacation Bible School. Joining us to discuss protecting children from a progressive worldview, Robert Bortins. He's Chief Executive Officer of Classical Conversations, the world's largest homeschooling organization. He's author of a column for The Federalist titled, Parents Must Have Tough Conversations with Their Kids to Counter a Progressive Onslaught. Robert, welcome.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Tell us about your own experience with homeschooling.
Yeah, I was homeschooled the whole way through high school and really enjoyed it and was blessed to be able to help other people homeschool now after having a short career as an industrial engineer. And yeah, we started Classical Conversations when I was in high school and got to not only study difficult subjects, but do it with a group of friends.
The Declaration of Independence talks about the laws of nature and nature's God. What does that mean?
Yeah, so the laws of nature and nature's God are different than man's laws. So think gravity or only women can get pregnant versus man's laws might be there's a 65-mile-per-hour speed limit, or male bathrooms have to have menstruating products in it.
What is the concept of gender fluidity?
So gender fluidity is really the denial of X and Y chromosomes that make up our DNA for however we are feeling today. So I might feel like a male today, a female tomorrow, and then there's 70 other ones that have been made up over the last 5 years or so.
So why has this ideology been made a priority in our public schools?
Well, if you want to think about a good reason why they want to do this is they want people to feel accepted, which they hope would reduce depression and suicide. But in reality, because you're denying the laws of nature and nature's God, you're really setting people up to have these other issues when you deny what truth is.
How are our children being indoctrinated into gender ideology?
Yeah, that's in entertainment, whether it's singers who are on Disney's channels when they're young and suddenly becoming a number of different genders on social media as they get older. So they're using celebrity as well and just the schools in order to manipulate public thought and opinion on the matter, hoping that that decreases these negative side effects that they see.
How do we defend against this ideology?
Well, it starts by recognizing that Jesus made us as man and woman, that there is truth and it can be known. There is not your truth. There is only one truth, and it's a person, and that is Jesus Christ. And so it starts by parents taking dominion of their household, as the Lord commands us in the Bible, and making sure that we are teaching our children the way that they should go. So that's how we start, and we do that by protecting our children from these negative institutions that are trying to co-opt them for their own endeavors.
If we fail to prepare our children to face these questions, what will we face as a society?
Well, we'll face increasing health costs. We will see an increase in crime. We'll see increases in mental health issues. We will see a society that begins to physically persecute the church because we believe in absolute truth, and it will ultimately lead to destruction or repentance.
So how is the recent overturning of Roe a good example of rooting our children in the laws of nature and nature's God?
Yeah, I think the uprooting of Roe recognizes that you don't have a constitutional right to kill a baby with its little toes and fingers and beating heartbeat because it's still in the mother's womb. So it recognizes that we're all created in the image of God, and it recognizes that even John the Baptist recognized Jesus from the womb itself. So it really just recognizes that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is inherent into any individual, and that starts from conception.
What do our children need to know about the unchangeability of nature's laws?
Well, they need to know that that exists, and that defying that will lead to unhealthy outcomes and human misery. And so it's important that we as adults know what those are and teach them to our children.
How does homeschooling then do a better job in instilling these values in our children?
Well, parents who are with their children all day know that they want children to know the truth, seek beauty and goodness, because you have to interact with your children all day. And so you're not going to want to teach them garbage that makes your life more miserable. And your life is more miserable when you go against the laws of nature and nature's God. So homeschooling does a great job of this because you have a parent who loves their children and wants them to seek out truth, beauty, and goodness, and knows that education should partake in that endeavor and be a big part of it, and not guiding them towards untruths, to really a selfish behavior of, I am God and I'm God of my own universe. It's recognizing that there's a God in creation outside of it, and that there's laws that if you follow will make it so that you have a more flourishing and thriving life.
Robert Bortens is Chief Executive Officer of Classical Conversations, the world's largest classical homeschooling organization. He's author of a column for The Federalist titled Parents Must Have Tough Conversations with Their Kids to Counter a Progressive Onslaught. You can read it and find out more about Classical Conversations at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Robert, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
When we return, Pastor Tom Baker will join us from Long Gospel. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson on the Ten Commandments that God gave in Exodus 20. Thanks to our beloved on-demand listeners, Issues Etc. consistently ranks among the top podcasts in religion and spirituality. You can help us climb the charts by subscribing, rating, and reviewing Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Help us cast Christ's net on the internet. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today.
Truth, freedom, and vocation are the pillars of a Concordia University Chicago education. Through them, we form our students for lives of influence and service for the common good. This is the education American society needs right now. I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia Chicago, and I invite you to visit us to discover what it means for truth, freedom, and vocation to become the pillars of your future. Learn more at cuchicago.edu.
Education and edification. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of
the 6th century. The 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.